Senior programs for residents over the age of 60 are available through Chippewa Loose Mackinaw, CLM, Community Action Agency locations. CLM Senior Services Director Tony T. Phillip said its programs help feed the area's elderly 5 days per week, with two additional frozen meals intended for the weekend. There are 14 service locations across the Tri-County area. Mackinaw County has 4, Luce County has 1, and Chippewa County has 9. Each provides hot meals, Phillip said. Some take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They each have their own scheduled days. Up to 3 hot meals can be picked up at any center. However, the Homebound Meal Program delivers food to seniors who cannot get out and about. Its Meals on Wheels program ensures health checks are conducted upon meal delivery. The driver makes visual contact to make sure our seniors are okay, said Phillip. I have great drivers. Sites are now allowing seniors to congregate for lunch. We are open for those who are comfortable coming out during COVID, she said, recognizing how scary it has been for many seniors to re-engage with their peers. Participation at our Calvary Center in the Sioux dropped down to 7 people. It is up into the 20s now. I am hearing that other centers have between 15 and 25 people. Safety measures have been put in place to help keep area seniors safe, causing Phillip to rewrite some rules. I had to be restrictive when it came to playing cards and such, said Phillip. Typically, they would play cards and bingo. We even had a weekly exercise program. They did exercises while in chairs. Now, it is a lot of sitting and visiting. While delivery options are available to seniors unwilling to gather, they may also take advantage of curbside assistance. Aides and cooks take warm meals out to their vehicles. But some senior citizens require more than food. We have walkers, canes, and crutches, Phillip said. We try to have them in all 3 counties. When people call, we have tons to offer. If we don't have what is needed in stock, we have programs that can assist. The agency's programs operate thanks to the more than 40 aides who service the Tri-County's homebound seniors, requiring general care assistance. Some may ask for help bathing, while others need help cooking. Homemaking assistants are also available to shop and run errands for clients. We have a respite care program that allows for spouses, caregivers, caring for homebound seniors to take a break, said Phillip, recognizing the need for relief. We have aides that stay with the homebound individual on a case-by-case basis. It is a 2-hour block to start. Community Action's Take 5 program offers specialized adult daycare services to those struggling with various forms of dementia, like Alzheimer's disease. People can drop their loved ones off between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. 5 days a week in Chippewa County, and 3 days a week in Luce and Mackinaw counties, Phillip said. They, caregivers, can get away, and it's convenient. The Dial-A-Ride transportation program is available to assist with any transportation needs and/or special busing accommodations. Marcy Thorne coordinates the agency's Commodity Supplemental Food Program, CSFP, and the Emergency Food Assistance Program, TFAP, programs. TFAP is a quarterly food distribution program, in which semi-trucks of food are delivered to community action centers throughout the 3 counties. It currently services 1,584 individuals across the area. This program exists for anyone who self-declares a need. It is not income-based. Food is distributed by the number of people, Thorne said. They get anywhere from 1 to 4 bags. There is usually a minimum of 15 items per bag. Bags are likely to contain canned foods high in protein, vegetables, fruits, and frozen meals. Other common food items such as rice, eggs, frozen meats and fish, cheese, and butter are also included. CSFP is a program intended for those over the age of 60 who can prove financial hardship. It is a nutrition education program that provides monthly supplemental food options. A simple intake form can be completed over the phone, said Thorne. They call me and I sign them up. However, the CSFP director said she always has extra food at the agency for anyone who truly needs it. It is very rewarding, said Thorne, who came to the agency from a business background. I never realized the need in the area, or how much people really need that box of food. It's incredible to help. With that being said, Community Action is in need of additional aides to assist in its multiple programs. A nursing background is not required, but a background check is. We were having a hard time finding aides at one time, added Philip. We could still use more aides in Luce County. An impromptu food distribution will be held on a first-come, first-serve basis from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursday, February 17 at the Sioux Christian Fellowship Church. Information pertaining to senior center locations and distribution centers near you can be found on the Community Action Senior Services Facebook page or on its CLM Community Action website. If looking for senior socialization, a list of congregate nutrition centers can also be found here. If you are in need or know someone in need of CLM Community Action assistance and/or program information, call TFAP, CSFP Coordinator Marcy Thorne or Senior Services Director Tony T. Phillip at 906-632-3363.